Hi, everyone, and welcome back to SwahiliPod101.com. This is Intermediate Season 1, Lesson 1, Nailing a Job Interview in Kenya. John here.
Hamjambo, I'm Medina.
In this lesson, you'll learn about job interviews and more on conjunctions. The conversation takes place at an office.
It's between Mark and Rehema.
The speakers are strangers, therefore, they will speak formal Swahili. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Tafadhali nijulishe kukuhusu.
Jina langu ni Rehema Wema kutoka kisiwa cha Zanzibar.
Ulisomea kozi gani katika chuo kikuu?
Nilisomea uhandisi kompyuta pamoja na biashara.
Je, una ujuzi katika udhibiti wa miradi?
Sina, lakini ninaweza kujifunza haraka.
Je, unaweza kudhibitisha ujuzi wako?
Jitihada na adabu iliniwezesha kutengeneza tovuti tano za kampuni tofauti.
Sawa, nitaangalia zaidi kuhusu kuhitimu na ujuzi wako.
Natumai kusikia kutoka kwako.
Listen to the conversation with the English translation.
Tafadhali nijulishe kukuhusu.
Could you tell me about yourself?
Jina langu ni Rehema Wema kutoka kisiwa cha Zanzibar.
My name is Rehema Wema. I'm from the island of Zanzibar.
Ulisomea kozi gani katika chuo kikuu?
What course did you study in university?
Nilisomea uhandisi kompyuta pamoja na biashara.
I studied computer engineering and business.
Je, una ujuzi katika udhibiti wa miradi?
Do you have experience in project management?
Sina, lakini ninaweza kujifunza haraka.
No, but I can learn quickly.
Je, unaweza kudhibitisha ujuzi wako?
What have you accomplished with your skills?
Jitihada na adabu iliniwezesha kutengeneza tovuti tano za kampuni tofauti.
Hard work and discipline enable me to create 5 websites for different companies.
Sawa, nitaangalia zaidi kuhusu kuhitimu na ujuzi wako.
Well, I'll look further into your qualifications and experiences.
Natumai kusikia kutoka kwako.
I look forward to hearing from you. It seems like Rehema has a big chance to get the job. Medina, what can you tell us about job hunting in Kenya?
Searching for jobs in Kenya is very competitive because of the high rate of unemployment.
I see. Can you give us some tips?
Of course. Well, this doesn't apply to only Kenya, but in general, when searching for a job, polish your resume and list experiences that could be relevant to the job.
Knowing the details of your resume in order to avoid gazing at it during the interview is also good.
Right. Be familiar with what the company does and be confident in your answers.
What if you're asked about your weaknesses?
If asked, use one that will be an advantage to the company instead, or state how you'll improve.
What about clothes? How should you dress for an interview in Kenya?
To be safe, your best bet is to wear a suit.
Finally, what is the Swahili word for resume?
Wasifu.
Okay, now on to the vocab. The first word is
Julisha.
To inform.
Julisha. Julisha.
Next we have
Kisiwa cha Zanzibar.
Island of Zanzibar.
Kisiwa cha Zanzibar. Kisiwa cha Zanzibar.
Next we have
Jitihadi.
To work hard.
Jitihadi. Jitihadi.
Next we have
Mtaalamu.
Expert.
Mtaalamu. Mtaalamu.
Next we have
Kozi.
Course.
Kozi. Kozi.
Next we have
Tengeneza.
To make.
Tengeneza. Tengeneza.
Next we have
Tovuti.
Website.
Tovuti. Tovuti.
Next we have
Ujuzi.
Skill.
Ujuzi. Ujuzi.
Next we have
Uthibiti wa miradi.
Project management.
Uthibiti wa miradi. Uthibiti wa miradi.
And last,
Adabu.
Discipline.
Adabu. Adabu.
Let's have a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word is
kukuhusu,
meaning about yourself.
This word can be broken down into two parts, ku and kuhusu. Ku is the pronoun for you, and kuhusu means about. Husu is a root verb from which other expressions can be derived.
Can you use a similar expression to refer to someone else?
If it was about someone else, we would use instead of ku. For example, it'll be kumhusu for about him or her. This will change to kuwahusu for about them in plural.
Can you give us an example using this word?
Sure. For example, you can say, laiti ningelijua yeye ni mfitini, singemweleza kukuhusu.
Which means, if only I had known she gossips, I wouldn't have told her about you. Okay, what's the next word?
Unaujuzi.
Meaning, you are experienced.
Unaujuzi can be broken into three parts. U is the pronoun for you. Na is the verb marker. And ujuzi stands for experience. Together, unaujuzi literally means you have experience.
You can also use it as a question to mean, are you experienced?
It is a common phrase used when talking about work experiences, either in an interview or in a normal conversation.
Can you give us an example using this word?
Sure. For example, you can say, unaujuzi wa hali ya juu katika udaktari.
Which means, you are highly skilled as a doctor. Okay, what's the next phrase?
Adabu na jitihadi.
Meaning, discipline and hard work. Medina, can you break the phrase down?
Well, adabu means discipline, and na is the conjunction, and finally, jitihadi means hard work.
When can you use this phrase?
This phrase is important when proving that you can work with or without supervision, individually or in a group.
I guess that these words can be used independently in any form or setting.
Yes, that's correct because they have different meanings.
Can you give us an example using this word?
Sure. For example, you can say, watoto wake wote, isipokuwa yule mdogo, wana adabu na jitihada.
Which means, all her children, except for the little one, are disciplined and hardworking. Okay, now on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn about job interviews and more on conjunctions. Let's start by explaining what conjunctions are.
Besides connecting words and sentences, conjunctions can also connect phrases, thoughts, join lists, and ideas.
Do we need to conjugate them?
Usually, conjunctions in Swahili don't change.
Okay, let's see a few together.
The first two are pamoja na and pamoja na hayo.
Meaning, together with, or moreover, respectively. They are both used to indicate addition from what was previously done and was present.
Pamoja na is commonly used for two or more things that are actively involved, while pamoja na hayo implies in addition to what was previously mentioned.
Where should we place them?
Usually, it should be placed after the first clause in the sentence.
Can you give us some sample sentences?
Sure. For example, you can say, Mama alienda harusini pamoja na dadangu.
Mom went to the wedding together with my sister.
Ana watoto wakumi. Pamoja na hayo, anafuga mbwa, paka na nguruwe.
He has 10 kids. Moreover, he is taming a cat, a dog, and a pig. Which conjunctions will we see next?
We have three. Laiti, if only. Ijapokuwa, even though. And ilhali, whereas.
Let's explain how to use them and give some examples.
Laiti expresses a kind of regret after something has happened. It usually comes at the beginning of the sentence. For example, laiti ningejua sitamuona tena, ningemongelesha kila siku.
Which means, if only I had known I wouldn't see him again, I'd talk to him every day. What about the conjunction meaning, even though?
Ijapokuwa can be used in the same way as in English. It can be placed at the beginning of a sentence or before the second clause. For example, ijapokuwa yeye ni mgonjwa sana, alihudhuria mazishi.
Although she is very sick, she attended the funeral.
Ilhali, meaning whereas, can be used to disapprove an event that occurred earlier and it usually comes after the first clause in a sentence. For example, anapenda kujisifu ilhali hana wema wowote.
Meaning, he likes boasting, yet does no good. What's the last group of conjunctions we'll see in this lesson?
Mradi na isipokuwa.
Respectively meaning, provided that, and, except. They're commonly put at the center of a sentence.
Right. Mradi expresses a condition that has to be completed before one realizes a result. For example, atapata kazi nzuri mradi asome kwa bidii.
He will get a job, provided he studies hard.
Isipokuwa is used to indicate that there are favorable conditions except one. For example, you can say, ningezuru Amerika isipokuwa sina hela.
I would have toured America, except I don't have money.
Attention Android, iPhone, iPad, and Kindle Fire users.
Want to learn Swahili on the go with your mobile device?
Then download our free app, Innovative Language 101.
You get all of your favorite Swahili Pod 101 lessons inside this app.
So you can learn anywhere, anytime.
Go to swahilipod101.com/ill-app to download Innovative Language 101 for free.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Tuonane.
Tafadhali nijulishe kukuhusu.
Jina langu ni Rehema Wema kutoka kisiwa cha Zanzibar.
Ulisomea kozi gani katika chuo kikuu?
Nilisomea uhandisi kompyuta pamoja na biashara.
Je, una ujuzi katika udhibiti wa miradi?
Sina, lakini ninaweza kujifunza haraka.
Je, unaweza kudhibitisha ujuzi wako?
Jitihada na adabu iliniwezesha kutengeneza tovuti tano za kampuni tofauti.
Sawa, nitaangalia zaidi kuhusu kuhitimu na ujuzi wako.
Natumai kusikia kutoka kwako.